This is, I like to say, my favorite day of the week. It is Friday, April the 27th, rubbing a well with you for the next hour. Well, I guess you could sum up today as how do you turn bad economic news into good economic news? Well, they achieved that at CNBC today, early this morning before the GDP figures came out. There was great anticipation that the GDP figures could confound the experts who were looking for a 2.6 reading. When the reading came in at 2.2, it really took the air out of the hopium crowd over at CNBC. But it didn't take long for them to turn bad news into good news, because if the economy is slowing, that means it's going to force Ben Bernanke and the Fed to return the punch bowl and goose the economy. Dow actually closed up on the day, higher by 23 at 13,228. NASDAQ higher by 18 at 3,069. Dollar took the news badly, losing 27 basis points. Dollar index at 78.78. Crude oil higher by 19 at 104.74. And likewise, anticipating the Fed juicing the economy, gold closing higher by 570 at 663. Silver higher by 18 at 31.37. Platinum higher by $4 at $15.79. Palladium higher by 10 at $6.87. And yes, the miners had a decent day. XAU higher by 223 basis points at 165.81. And so next week is going to turn out to be quite interesting, as once again the quantitative easing debate is back on the table. Well, we'll take a quick time out and be right back after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? from GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Friday. And as we do each and every Friday, great pleasure to say hi to Charles Carlson. Hey, Charles.
Hello, Robbie.
Are you doing, my friend?
I'm still breathing. And your engineer told me that there were a couple of people worried about me because they thought I was Chuck Colson.
Yes,
he passed away over the weekend. So
I was going to ask you, obviously, a lot of people throughout your career, I'm sure, have confused you with Charles Colson.
I don't know how many.
Which is spelled C-O-L-S-O-N.
Correct. And, of course, it was even more confusing because when we started We Hold These Truths almost at the same time, Chuck Colson started something that he called We Hold These Truths, and I don't think he continued. I think he dropped it because I didn't hear any more about it. But for a little while, you can't really patent We Hold These Truths. It's part of the Declaration of Independence. So for a little while, we had not only similar names, but we had both had something called We Hold These Truths on our website.
And I guess it would be fair to say ideologically you are on opposite side of the equation.
Yeah, I think Chuck Colson would be considered a dispensationalist and a Christian Zionist who didn't talk much about it, basically.
He didn't deal too much in Zionist ideology, but he was without question firmly entrenched in Christian supremacy.
If I can
identify it as that.
And he talked Zionese.
Yes.
He spoke Zionese.
Which I must say, I found your article about Operation Cast Lead, It's Zionism for Burning People, a fascinating read, Charles.
Thanks. I owe it basically to Cesar Aharon, who told me some 10 or 15 years ago about this ugly part of the Talmud that describes that practice. He is a Jewish convert to Christianity who is very much converted and has left Judaism behind him except for his experiences. And as so was very early in the game, he was talking about these things that other people didn't talk about, such as what's in the Talmud. He is a scholar who I've lost touch with lately, and I hope he's well. We're going to find him.
And I was fascinated, to read about the origins of where Israel came up with that military acronym for the events in Palestine, which was obviously called Operation Cast Lead.
Everybody always wonder why they called it that. What's cast lead got to do with the war? Maybe somebody would say, well, they cast bullets with out of lead, but they really don't use lead bullets much anymore. So it really didn't have the kind of meaning that Operation Desert Storm, for instance, has, one that we named, or Shock and Awe, when we destroyed Baghdad. Remember that in one night, more or less.
Yep, absolutely.
It was shock and awe, and it was well named, and brutal as it can be. And there's the history of these wars being named by generals. But why Operation Cast Lead? And the curious thing about it is that the more I looked for an answer, the less I found an answer. It was just something that was not talked about anywhere in Israel. It's not on any of the military websites, and they have lots of them. You just couldn't find an explanation for it. And if you'd send a message to somebody and ask them, why did you call it Cast Lead, you wouldn't get an answer. So there just were no answers, and so we've taken a guess as to what, I guess really an educated guess, as to what it means. Excuse me. Do we have time in this segment to talk about what it means?
Sure.
Okay. Well, in the Babylonian Talmud, there's several Talmuds. Jesus called them the traditions of the elders, and he resented people, and the Pharisees were constantly poking at Jesus and at his disciples and arguing that they didn't follow these traditions of the elders. Those traditions were not written down at that time. There were just thousands of rules, and rabbis and Pharisees of their day learned all these rules. For instance, a rule about how far you could walk on the Sabbath, and someplace in the Bible it talks about you can't walk from Bethlehem to Jerusalem on the Sabbath because it's too far. It's not permitted that you walk that far on the Sabbath, so you have to go the night before and stay over. So they have all of these incredible number of rules that they've generated by their elders over the centuries. And that's now become basically the religion of Orthodox Judaism, is abiding by all these rules. And Jesus, of course, revolted against all that. And there were big, heated discussions about it that you find all over the New Testament. If you search for traditions of the elders, it's always referred to in a negative way, and Jesus is always saying, we obey God's law, not man's, is essentially the way it was treated. But in this book, which was finally published in somewhere between the 1st century and the 3rd or 4th century, and then later many, many, many translations, these books, which are sold in Jewish bookstores, are called the Talmud, and they consist of two sections at least, and one of those sections is the Gemara, and another one the I'll think of the other one. But anyway, in the Talmudic writings, there's a section on crime and punishment, and apparently in the old Talmud, ancient Talmuds, it was sometimes translated to say Gentiles, refer to what you do to Gentiles. In the ones that we have now, it basically refers to one. For instance, the Talmud I looked at, it referred to mortal enemies, what you do to your mortal enemies. And there are four ways specified to kill a mortal enemy. And one of these ways is burning. And the Babylonian Talmud describes in detail how you burn your enemy, and it's not very pleasant. It's a most special kind of burning, and what basically you do is you cast lead in his body, and so this is the source we probably of this idea of casting lead, and it describes it. It's described in vivid detail in the Talmud, and you can go to any search engine and search for the Babylonian Talmud, and if you know where to start looking, you can find this procedure for killing your mortal enemy. And that was what we thought it appears to be very much like what they did to the Palestinians in the, I think, 25-day war that started at Christmas time.
How many, 15,000 Palestinians were killed in Operation Cast Lead?
No, there were more than 15,000 wounded. There were many, many thousands wounded, but there were about 1,300 or 1,400 people who were actually killed by the bombings, primarily bombings and shelling, and the use of white phosphorus.
Yes, I remember that.
Used for the first time against people, and then among those were 300 children. All this happened in the course of about 20 or 25 days, starting the day after Christmas.
Yes, I remember. I'll be speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take a quick time out. Be right back.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign, sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to The Flip Side for this Friday, speaking with Charles Colston from Straight Gate Ministries. And I would encourage you to read Charles's article. You can find it on his website at WHTT.org, entitled Operation Cast Lead. And I have to say, Chuck, I was impressed how you managed to weave the definition of Operation Cast Lead with that 60 Minutes show from last week, which I found rather fascinating, coming from 60 Minutes when I saw it promoed as being dealing with the plight of Christian Palestinians. Because by and large, in this politically correct world we live in, that is a pretty much a taboo subject for mainstream media to look into.
Yes, yes, it sure is, Robbie. And Bob Simon of CBS has done this before. And as our story explains, Simon has an unusual history. He owned a home in Israel, he's Jewish, and lived there, and was a sort of a member of a very polite Israeli society there when he wasn't in the United States. Now, I don't know how long he stayed or not, and I don't know if he still has his home or not, but he didn't clearly state that on one of his previous programs. And he also stated that the polite Tel Aviv society never talked about the Palestinians. It was a subject they never brought up. And, of course, this idea of not talking about the unpleasant but knowing all about it or pretending not to know about it is part of speaking Zionese. Zionese is not only the things you do say to convince people that the Palestinians are the bad guys, but it's also the things that people don't say and how they don't spread these words around. And so that's kind of like Operation Cast Lead. Everybody, most a big number of Israelis, they're mostly Zionists and not religious, and so they don't really take the books very seriously, but they know what's in the books. A lot of them know this idea of the way you kill an enemy is you stand him in a pit full of human excrement and tie him there and then open his mouth with tools and pour hot lead down his throat. That's what the Babylonian Talmud says that you do when you want to burn somebody who is deserving of being killed in this very special way. And so there are a lot of people in Israel who kind of know about this, but they would never admit it because they never, if you are in Israel, you never admit to anyone else that you're ever vicious, mean, or brutal to a Palestinian. It's always, our warfare is kind. Our warfare is generous. We only...
But didn't that also, besides referring to Palestinians, also refer to Gentiles?
Well, yes, according to Caesar Aharon, it did. The original Talmudic thing said that this was the way you dispatched Gentiles, according to Caesar. However, when I went to the modern translation of the Talmud, I didn't look at all of them, but I looked at one or two, and it's laborsome to find things in them, because there's so many books, and they're so big, and there's so many thousands of laws in them, that it's not easy searching. But you can find this passage that I've just described, this terrible, terrible passage. It's in a thing called the Sanhedrin, which is a part of the Talmud, which is about crime and punishment. So it's supposedly about kind of the law of taking care of evildoers. But yes, according to Caesar, this was specifically what it originally said, was this was the way you treated Gentiles. But today, it's not so easy to find that, so I don't want to contend that's what you'd find if you go become a student of the Talmud. But you will find that all of these people, whether it's the CBS News or whoever it is, they practice this idea of speaking in a sort of a language that has a special language of its own, and they memorize things. They all memorize the same things. And what Bob Simon did when he came out with this very good story on CBS, they put together a story that they didn't speak that language. They actually exposed what the Israelis do to the Palestinian Christians. And it's all about how Christians are fleeing Palestine.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take another time out and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Flipside for this Friday, we're speaking with Charles Paulson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, outside of the merits of the CBS actually airing a positive news story on the plight of Palestinian Christians, I think the bigger story is the people who, when they got wind of it, their attempts to silence 60 Minutes or try and guilt them into pulling this particular segment from the Israeli ambassador to the United States and Benjamin Netanyahu, all putting a lot of pressure on CBS not to air this.
Yeah.
And even going so far as to, which is no shock here, calling Bob Simon an anti-Semitic.
And going over his head to his boss. You just don't do that with news people. And they did that, and that shows that Israel, these Israelis, were really concerned about this. This really did bother them. And they did all of those things. They went over Bob Simon's head. First of all, Michael Oren was on the program with Simon, and you can just go to We Hold These Truths website and punch it. It's right there on the front page, and you can listen to Bob Simon and his interview on this whole program, which is very well filmed. And Oren had plenty of chance to rebut everything that was said. They gave him every opportunity, and it just fell flat. And as we said in our story, Michael Oren was speaking traditional Zionese. He was speaking the little lies that they all tell all the time, and they all tell the same little lies. And it fell flat, and he knew it, apparently, or he got wind of it, and they tried to kill the program just as they've killed programs I've been scheduled to appear on, where they essentially just put pressure on people not to hold the program. And surprisingly, Simon went ahead. Not only did they did the program, but they also let Oren come back in apparently 2 weeks after the original filming, and he'd been back to Israel talking to Netanyahu and the rest of the gang back there. And he came back, and he actually had a sit down with Bob Simon and argued against the film, and Simon put him down pretty nicely, I thought, Robbie, didn't you think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's available too. You can go read that and listen to that, and that's more revealing even than the story with these amazing pictures of Palestinian Christians who live with a wall all around their house, and their kids have to look out the bedroom window at the guard tower. It's quite it's nothing special that we don't all know, but it was very special for CBS, I would say. And then Horitz came out, and there were two lines of thinking in it. One Israeli group speaking Zionese, said that, well, their pressure worked. They managed to tone down the article. It was still bad, but it was much better. It was much worse before they put the heat on. And then the other faction that Horitz interviewed was a military faction who went unnamed, and they basically said that this was like pouring gasoline on the fire, that they did more harm than good by trying to put the pressure on CBS. They actually got CBS kind of mad about it, and they certainly got Bob Simon mad. So it's a turning point where you have a major network that's actually said something. We also have had several other stories of this kind that have been recently popping up, and there is a possibility that it's now becoming fair game to actually say some things about Israel if you're careful and polite about how you say it.
Yes. There has been a major sea change taking effect, and I think in large part this debate has been helped by Peter Beinhart, who has just released a book called The Crisis of Zionism, which has seemed to stir the pot on both the right-wing Zionists and the so-called liberal Zionists.
Right, right. And, you know, that's Robbie. I haven't read that book. I don't know if you have or not.
No. It was either released about a week ago or it's due to be released in a couple of days, but it is getting, it's getting the same treatment as Walt and Mersheimer's book about the Israeli lobby. It's obviously coming under attack from the usual suspects, Abe Foxman, Alan Dershowitz.
Well, if it's a good book, it will come under attack, and we'll find out about that in due course, won't we?
Oh, absolutely.
What we tried to do with inventing this word Zionese, you can't really defeat something until you can define it, and we defined what Zionism was, Christian Zionism was, some years ago, and that our definition has been, become pretty broadly accepted, even in Israel. And I don't know if we were the only people to think of it, but this word Zionese is good to have a something that you can use to talk to your friends who are into Christian Zionism. You can say to them, you're speaking Zionese. Do you understand that you're speaking Zionese when you say that the Palestinians are the aggressor? This is like a everyday war that takes place between the big guy with a baseball bat and a little guy across the fence who's got a pillow. And every day, every week, they fight it out, and every week the little guy ends up with another big lump on his head, bleeding on the ground. And then the big guy goes away and says, he hit me first. This is standard Zionese. That's what Michael Oren said. When you listen to him, you'll see what Zionese is. He said, well, they start it. They always start it. And we are humane in our warfare. And he went on with all the standard things that is always said by Israelis to protect themselves. We are only acting in self-defense. If we didn't do this, we would be destroyed. Now there's others of these statements too. We were there first. Oren didn't use that one, but That's common Zionese. We were there first. The Arabs came in after we Jews were there. And of course, then there's we Israelis are victims. We're Holocaust survivors, which has nothing to do with Arabs. But that's standard Zionese language. And you find the same language spoken in your church. So your church has got people in it who are speaking Zionese. So remember that word, and when somebody says one of these outrageous statements about how the Israelis are just acting in self-defense, just tell them, do you realize you're speaking Zionese? There's a language that you're talking, and these things you're saying are part of that language. In our story, we talk about people we've met who speak that language.
Now, you know, to illustrate, I guess, how the Zionists are losing their hold over regulating what gets into the media, and you are right there in Denver. I've been reading that there are competing billboards going up all over Denver.
Yes, and I have yet to get to the bottom of who's doing it, but they're pretty good, Robbie.
Well, I guess it's a lady by the name of Susan Schumann. And she is co-founder of a group called Stop30Billion.org. And they have been putting up these billboards all around Denver saying, tell Congress, spend our money at home, not on the Israeli military. And then there are competing billboards, and you shouldn't be shocked or surprised by this, is being sponsored by Hagee. Christians United for Israel, and they have a group called Stand With Us Denver that is putting up billboards to counter Stop30Billion.org. So it's interesting what's going on there in your neck of the woods.
Well, we'll track it all down in a future program. We'll tell you if we were able to talk to Susan Schumann, and we already know about John Hagee, so we don't need to contact him. But we'll get to the bottom of Stop30Billion.org. And see if we can find people here to talk to. Robbie, we don't want to be too surprised if we find out that there's Jewish guys at the root of this thing, just like Bob Simon, because there's a huge embarrassment among decent, honorable people who happen to be or deliberately by design Jewish. And there's a surprising number of these people that are pretty adamant about opposing Zionism. They just don't like it. They're really embarrassed by it. It would be, they're as embarrassed by it, I suppose, as we're embarrassed by Hagee. And, of course, we have, look at what we've done. We decided that it was so outrageous what the Christian Zionists were doing that we went out and started doing vigils at churches, in front of churches, like Hagee's churches. And the idea was that if it's really bad and it's really embarrassing, you've got to do something about it. And that was the thing that we thought we knew how to do. We didn't have the money for billboards all over the world. We hope that these other people do. But going to the church is still very much key, because look what Hagee does. He comes right out of the Christian Zionist Church and opposes Susan Schumann, whoever she may be. I just saw the news report on it, I think last night myself, and it's going around pretty fast. But I haven't seen a billboard yet. I haven't I don't have one.
You know, close on the heels, and I know how you pay attention to polls, but the ADL came out with a poll the other day that caused a lot of angst as well. And the poll was asking Americans if they believed that Hollywood is controlled by the Jews. And apparently the poll showed that 22% of Americans now believe that the movie and television industry are pretty much run by Jews. And Abe Foxman was disturbed by this.
I would think he'd be delighted that it wasn't 75%.
Yeah.
He's speaking Zionese. He protested too much. He should be happy and stay at home because he's getting away with it.
And then the perennial Zionist defender at the LA Times wrote an article about how Jewish is Hollywood. His name is Joel Stein. And he ended his column by saying this. I think this says a lot. I appreciate Abe Foxman's concerns about this recent poll, and maybe my life spent in New Jersey, New York, L.A., pro-Semitic cocoon has left me naive. But I don't care if Americans think we're running the news, media, Hollywood, Wall Street, or the government. I just care that we keep running them.
Wow. Who said that?
Joel Stein. He is the torchbearer for Zionism at the L.A. Times.
L.A. Times. Okay. Well, we do things because we hope there will be results, and sometimes we see these glimmers of results. So, by the way, we ended last week's show on your program with a great call from a lady who had downloaded one of your programs, and it was about the Christians practicing Talmudic practices in churches. We did that a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
stealing Easter, and this lady had taken it down and listened to it, and then gone to church, and over Easter her church had a Seder service on Friday, Good Friday, on Easter Friday, and then they went on Easter Sunday of having a special procession in which they had a six-sided Israeli star on some kind of a pillow, she said, and they hauled it down the aisle of the church and sort of celebrated it, and they had dreamed up things to put on all six stars. They had Father, Son, and Holy Ghost on three of them, and then they invented something else to put on the other three. It was something like Faith, Hope, and Charity or something along those lines.
Did you hear that, Chuck? Mind, body, and soul.
Mind, body, and soul. That was it. Thank you very much.
We'll take another quick timeout and be back and wrap it up with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Charles's article about Zionese can be found on his website at WHTT.org. The article's entitled Operation Cast Lead. It's Zionese for burning people. And if you happen to have missed the 60 Minutes piece on Palestinian Christians, Charles has a link right next to it. Final thoughts, my friend?
Well, I guess we really hesitated even mentioning the Talmud in any story, and we've hardly ever done that because we don't like to lead people into alleys that turn out to be blind alleys where there's so much there that that you get lost in the trash. So we don't advise anybody to approach your friend and start telling him what's in the Babylonian Talmud. We rarely do that ourselves, and so I want to caution you, even though we wrote this story about it, we're probably not going to speak too much about it again. It's there, but it's just not our focus. We want to keep it very, very simple. And we urge you just to talk to people about this subject of are they speaking Zionese and are they in a Christian Zionist movement, and learn these little one-liner lies that are told all the time to sell Zionism, whether it's Christian Zionism, Jewish Zionism. There's even Muslims who are Zionists. You find and plenty of atheists who are Zionists too. It's progress, I think, to talk about their language and to keep it real simple and to use statements like, what would Jesus say about this? And then be sure you know what he would say, because You can go and look in the New Testament and find out on about any subject that's worth talking about with the Israelis. For instance,
yeah,
what we say about...
I guess the most familiar Zionese phrase that people will relate to is that we hear more often than not is that Iran wants to wipe Israel off the face of the map.
Absolutely. That is a new one in the last few years, but it is used all the time. It is pure Zionese. No one ever said that. None of the Iranian leaders ever said that.
No.
Ahmadinejad was credited, supposed to have said that, but that wasn't quite what he said.
Absolutely.
And, of course, they hit us first, and we're only operating in self-defense. You've heard them. And people are taught these things, so they don't know they're saying something wrong. They think it's factual. They just don't know any different. But people like Bob Simon's program are going to help.
Well, I thank you for giving it a name, Charles. Stroke of brilliance, my friend. We will all be aware of Zionese from
Zionese.
This point on.
Yeah, it's worth naming.
Thanks, my friend.
My pleasure.
Look forward to seeing you again next week. That does it for this week's edition of The Flip Side, my friends. Stand by for Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix coming up at the top of the hour. And as usual, as I leave you on this Friday, don't forget, stop by my website over the weekend, because who knows what stories are going to pop up over the weekend.